And good afternoon, Dominica, and welcome to the Talk on the Block. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. This is Q95. And as usual on a Wednesday, I'm going to give you an open line. There are many, many things I know you want to talk about, especially as related to the DSS and the Prime Minister. But this afternoon, I'm going to give you an open line. We spoke about the DSS and the Prime Minister this morning as it relates to the stimulus package. I'm sure some of you might comment on that. Well, it's an open line. One oh four is the afternoon time. Hello, talk to me.
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon to your fellow listeners. Good afternoon,
Mr. Laflay. Yes,
I. Delish Unbreakable, Matt Fontaine. How you doing?
Oh, good to hear you, my brother. How you doing?
Well, I'm many in there, Matt. It's official that I'm very proud and pleased with the Laflay Police Department.
Okay.
Mr. Officer Judge and Mr. Officer Trussain, investigative officer, who has done an excellent job on investigating this matter that was done to me while I was in the Portsmouth quarantine. You know, I'm going to say kudos to them and the Dominican Police Force they represent. And I wish we had this type of officers in the police force. I wish all this rest of this officer can take example on this Officer Tuesday and Earl George, these two officers who have done an outstanding investigation piece. This is a piece of classic work on their behalf. And, you know, getting this perpetrator on. And I can formally now say to the public that Mr. Jason James of La Plaine is formally charged and faced the magistrate court, is on bail, and who has pleaded a not guilty plea after confessing to a crime that he has committed against me, against my property, in fear that he might be in a sentence to a custodial term. He has attorneys representing him. And he has been present before the magistrate court this morning. And he will be unveiled. The next court date will be August 4th, which is coming up this year. He is asked to stay away from my property, stay away from me, to make no contact to me and my property, and to report to the station every Wednesday of the week till he attends this court hearing on the 4th of August. I just want to say thank you to the La Plaine Police Department, especially to those two officers who has done an outstanding investigative report to apprehend this gentleman and to bring him before justice. And Matt, I have faith and confidence into the justice system, and I hope this law, and that at the time of sentencing to this individual, that he will be dealt with accordingly to the highest extent of the range. You cannot do somebody some damage like this, and then while the person is on state government quarantine, COVID-19, and then you have the man away from his home, and you are entering and trespassing, disrespecting my property, disrespecting my home, disrespecting me, and then doing this type of vandalism to my vehicle, Matt, a whole pound of salt. The gentleman confessed, and he poured an entire pound of salt in my gas tank, slashing my five tires of my vehicle, destroying my property, even admitting where he threw the knife and all that stuff. I mean, the man is just a menace. He just did have a coming. He could have burned my home. He could have done more. He had my mother stressing. He had my father stressing. He had me stressing in quarantine. I cannot leave until my 14 days is over, and I have to get back to my house, and I could not have gotten back to my house. I was in fear. And now I went down the tunnel this morning, and I feel a little ease breeze through when I looked at him and I met him face to face for the first time. And then, you know, in the courtroom and watching him and facing the judge and watching the judge spoke to him. I am very happy now, man. I can go home and lie down and rest myself. And then, you know, that the police in Lapa, especially those two constables.
How soon do you expect to get back your vehicle to you? Because it has had some damage. How soon do you expect that vehicle to be back in your hands?
Matt, yesterday, the mechanic was on the engine, on the tank. He removed the tank completely and replaced the tank. He flushed the tank out, cleaned the tank out. It was a whole day. He started from 6 in the morning. He finished like after 4 in the afternoon. I've gotten some used tires in the meantime to raise the Jeep up so I can remove it from where it was. So, you know, we are getting there by the by. And then hopefully by soon we'll get it completely running and get it going as, you know, as normal as it was supposed to be on the road. But, you know, it is the stress, you know, Matt, the you have to be asking people. People are trying to be poured their love and their comfort. I want to say thank you to everyone who has called me. I want to thank everyone who has poured their support and their prayers, who has, you know, come to me. And I, you know, Matt, and people are still calling me and, you know, telling me to stand strong and be strong. Matt, I have been through so much. You know that as well. And I've been through so much. This is a lot on my plate, but my back is large, and I'm just letting people know that I'm okay. I am taking one day at a time. God doesn't put nothing on you that you cannot bear. It is very strainful and stressful. I also have a village I have to attend to. I'm back in the community where I have to attend to the people's business. But this is stressful, but I am hanging in there, and I have faith. And then God will prevail, and what is yours is yours. And then I've been in the community for so long, Matt, and once you are being good to people and you are helping people and you're a good man in society, whatever evil that is done to you, any man who does evil, evil lives with them.
All right. Amen to that, Jason. I'm very happy that you're fine. And, you know, this matter has been brought to the court. I'm hoping that justice will come sometime soon. Hello, talk to me, 109. Yes, it's an open line today.
Mother, whole bong of salt in that engine, and they flush that. I just knew supposed to get a new tank, and I hope they didn't turn on the engine before they flush out that tank, because he might be ship straight. Matt, something I have to say.
Tell me what you have to say.
Matt, we live in a country, it looks like it's only some people that should survive and another set should fall by the roadside. You may have seen some pictures going around with some Labour Party foot soldiers going around. All you have something so to do. Why are these stooges of the Labour Party people, especially in the Bath Estate area, that have to go around doing nothing so? You don't got a welfare system in Dominica. You don't got people working in ministry that capable of maybe going around and finding out who has small business, who that is ageable, and for them to take the right information from this people, Matt. And yesterday, them people going around checking them elderly. Them people haven't got a mask on their face. They're going to take information from them people and not a mask, Matt. Them people, elderly people, also maybe come out without a mask, and they're going to speak to the people without a mask. What the hell going on in that country?
So did you report that to the health authorities? Did you took note of that. Could you call the health authorities and tell them what's going on?
Matt, the health authorities should be aware of everything happening in Dominica, your Labour Party people is concerned. I shouldn't be the one calling them and tell them.
But you can be a good citizen and report what you're seeing. It doesn't have to be the Labour Party. You are a good citizen and you should report what you're seeing. Don't you agree with me?
Madam, I'm a good citizen. That is why I send it clearly on the radio. So them people are listening can go and do their work, Matt. I haven't got to do work for nobody. That is what I'm telling you on the radio. Another thing I observe, Matt, here. I saw a business place here. And they have their own label, Matt, right? On certain products in their business places, Matt. And food products, how you call that? Tin stuff and certain things. Matt, I was asking, because last night I heard Mr. Gregor was talking about that. Do we have a lab in Dominica that have to test them products before they go on the shelves in supermarkets in Dominica, especially some of them that carrying the label of the business place, Matt? I can remember we used to have a big lab in the Botanical Gardens, the Cardi, that had a lab there. I don't think that lab is normal. What really going on in our country? Matt, them people in the social security business, them people are working, let them fight for their money, and on Idle Hall Estate, and I'm working in Dominica. I'm not expecting to get Social Security money. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
It's 1:13, as I said to you. Of course, we have many things to talk about. I need to announce at this time. I need to announce because many people were asking questions. And I can tell you tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, we have some officials from the Dominica Social Security coming to talk to you. You can ask all the questions. That's tomorrow from 10, right here on the hot seat. We're looking for the answers. I'm sure some will be given tomorrow. So you can ask your questions tomorrow. The officials of the DSS will be in the house from 10 o'clock on the hot seat. Hello, talk to me. Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, very simple now. The Dominican people are going to walk and cry. Because the Monday court said they're going to give them package, whether package, whatever it is. Up to now, this man is an ill-disposed madman. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was just about to ask you whether you got your package. There's some ration, somebody described it, being distributed around the constituencies. Maybe you should put yourself out and get one, huh? Again, 449-309-5969-7. Let's go back to the telephone, yeah?
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Peltier.
Good afternoon to you.
I want to correct something I heard earlier today, that's this morning.
Uh-huh.
One of the callers called and said land was given by the past government by in the Warner area, 200 plus thousand, 100 acres. It was given by the past government.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a fact. It is not true.
So what is true?
Debt was owing in millions of dollars, and there was like a battering because cash wasn't available, and therefore that was how it happened. Land was not given. Thank you very much.
All right, 449, I'll see if I can do a little more investigation on that one. 449-309-5967. Let's listen there quickly to the statement that was made last evening from the Social Security Director there, Ms. Zajac.
The recommendations included consideration for the introduction of an emergency unemployment benefit. Meanwhile, the firm of Mono Chappell, in a special bulletin on COVID-19 for Caribbean Social Security institutions, advise, if you do not yet have an unemployment benefit, it is possible and feasible to introduce one during a recession without prior funding or additional contributions. Thus, with the assistance of an actuary from the firm of Mono Chappell, the Dominican Social Security receives support and advice on how this could be accomplished without jeopardizing the sustainability of the fund. The proposal was to utilize part of the reserves in the redundancy fund, which was established under the Protection of Employment Act and being administered by the Dominican Social Security on behalf of the Ministry of Labor, and part of the reserves of the Employment Injury Branch of the Social Security to offer income support in the form of a temporary unemployment assistance benefit. The proposal was forwarded to the Honorable Prime Minister, who, upon receipt, advised that the Dominican Social Security consults with the private sector organizations to apprise them of its intentions and to report back to him. Consequently, the Dominican Social Security management, senior management, held meetings with the Dominican Employers Federation, the Dominican Hotel and Tourism Association, and the Dominican Association of Industry and Commerce, whereupon they all pledged their support for the initiative. On that basis, a report was then submitted to the Honorable Prime Minister and Minister for Finance for approval of the special facility. At this juncture, we are awaiting communication on the way forward and passage of the required legislative provisions to give effect to the initiative. The Dominican Social Security is confident that the implementation of this initiative would serve to relieve the plight of affected workers while also assisting in the stimulation of economic activity by virtue of this injection of funds into the economy. Such action would simultaneously yield benefits to the social security system, since employees within certain sectors could continue to be employed, thereby generating spin-offs for social security through the continued payment of contributions at a time when there would otherwise be a downturn in contributions income.
So, for example, the issue of of people who have lost their jobs. The Dominican Social Security has a fund of about $12 million. I have approved for $8 million of this to be set aside to help people who would have lost their jobs, and plus an additional a minimum of $9.5 million added to that from government. In the first instance, and of course, how you go about benefiting from this, how much each person would receive based on the person's income level, this will be articulated in a more comprehensive statement from me as the Prime Minister, hopefully before the end of next week. But we intend to roll this over immediately, so that those who have lost their income, they could have some income support to provide for themselves, pay the rent, and to buy food. For the families. Obviously, small businesses, we're looking at the issue of both a combination of some grants and some loans that would assist small businesses to recover and to move forward. So, but we'll be articulating, giving you more details as to how you apply, how you benefit, what are the terms and conditions of this.
The DSS engaged the actuary, who advised them, and then they advised me that in this extraordinary time, it will be remiss of the social security scheme of Dominica not to play a part by providing support to its membership. You understand? By its membership. And even when the DSS wrote to me, before I gave my concurrence to it, my approval to the recommendation, I told them, go and speak to the Employers Federation. Go and speak to the private sector people and get the views and then come back to me. All of the private sector entities, including the Dominican Employers Federation, supported the recommendation, supported the idea. As a matter of fact, some of them think that I have not acted fast enough to finalize it. And so they're free, the opposition elements are free to go to court and challenge the Social Security. That's fine with me. But what about those who are waiting to get some kind of income support?
All right, Dominica, we're here. 121, it's an open line. I did inform you. I did inform you that the DSS will be in tomorrow to answer some of your questions. I can't believe that the Prime Minister has said that all the private sector, and when a number of private sector persons are now sending messages to me that they were not consulted. So where is the all coming from? But I just want to inform you that the $8 million being proposed from the DSS is not the employees' money, right? It's also not DSS money. It is not government money. It belongs to the employers. It's separate and distinct from DSS money. Employers agreed to make the money available to assist affected employees. Now, who will benefit? All right, let's go back to the telephone. 123, hey.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, well, you don't have to shout. Go ahead.
Matt, you know that's a Coco Marcus plan, you know. By the time when you get them people there tomorrow, you never get down to the bottom of it. But you have a lot of people afraid to speak up. They're going to come and make it look good. But that plan was already preset by the great, the scepter. Then everybody just go along with the plan. And that is what is going to happen. They're going to do it, but it's going to be another big rip-off.
All right, we'll monitor 123 again. Some directors from the Social Security will be here to answer your questions tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Hello, talk to me, yes.
Hello, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, partner. What's happening? How is your family?
All right, for now, yes.
Let me tell you, I just called in because a guy called before that was talking about the land in one and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The past government gave, but he forget. Freedom Party, when they come also the borrow money, and they had the exchange with some land down in Portsmouth area. So they couldn't pay. It's not the matter, they couldn't pay, but when the time was spring and it was getting tight, they offered them something. Okay, I take your money, look in your portion of land, almost how much 100,000 acres of land. So we're giving it to you all. So I see what the guy called and talking about. We have Freedom Party did it too.
It's an exchange, yes. I agree.
I don't see what he come and talk about. So what he exchanged for what that government want to take.
You know, somebody is making a good analogy here. Can you imagine your son goes out and spends 5,000 at Christmas, then says at the end of January, Daddy, can I get a loan to pay rent? 449-309. That's a nice one. Good afternoon to you, my friend. Good afternoon to you. Hello, talk to me. Yes? Talk to me. Hello?
Matt?
Yes, hello.
You want to know the Prime Minister is a liar. He's a con artist. Bye-bye.
You know what? Somebody is making the point. Is the Prime Minister the Minister of Social Security? I suspect he may be, you know, the Prime Minister, the Minister of Social Security. 449-3095. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Hello. You calling for somebody, man? Are you not ready yet? Let's go back to another phone call. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Max.
Good afternoon.
You mentioned about the money being the employer's money. Number one, a law was passed that the employers would pay money to that fund. And
yes,
that fund would be available to pay when people are severed from their work, you know, that they could be paid redundancy pay. So that money is not a money they can come and just draw from like that. That is why they will have to go to Parliament to allow that money, which was intended for redundancy, to be used for that particular purpose. Now, this opens something else. We're talking about redundancy. Presently, and for the past 40 years, none of the past three administrations have improved the redundancy laws. Presently, Matt, if you work for any one employer for more than 22 and a half years, right, you are not compensated for anything in excess of 22 and a half years. Because there is a ceiling of 53 weeks. So once it is calculated to 53 weeks, you could have worked 50 years for that employer. You are only paid for 22 and a half years. The unions have been asking for that to be removed, that ceiling. So in other words, you are being shortchanged, right? And the government, presently, the Labour Party has been in for 20 of those 40 years. And they have not made that amendment. So it means that the number of weeks per year need to be improved upon, and the ceiling of 53 weeks has to be removed. So we find that people are being shortchanged at the moment. So that is an issue you have to raise with the relevant authorities. Thanks very much. Have a good afternoon.
All right, thank you. 127. Hello, talk to me. Yeah? Uh-huh. Yes?
Hello, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. Are you there?
I am a young boy trying to get a little concern. I have a little concern. I always hear about politics and things, but the place is getting better, but I haven't heard nothing about sports getting back on track.
Sports?
You hear that, man?
Yeah, you said sports. I mean, now is not the time to get together in terms of playing sports.
No, I understand that.
You would realize that.
Because some leagues, football leagues, basketball leagues started already. Nobody said like update of what's going to happen.
When did the basketball court or the basketball league and the DFA, I heard the DFA saying that they're going to work together with the health people. And when they decide that will happen, but I haven't heard anything about, you know, football or basketball taking place.
Okay, anyways.
All right, I can tell you I haven't heard that at all. So if you have the information, share it with us. 128, hello, yes?
Hello, good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing?
How are you doing, my brother?
Oh, by holding on.
Okay, my brother.
You know, Matt, that Social Security Fund was made public by Roosevelt Skerritt. I wish Dominican would understand. No, Dominican did not know what was going on. But Roosevelt Skerritt come out and say, the Social Security have a $12 million, and I approve $8 million to do what he has to do, and they will match it up with $9.5 million. So, in my little understanding, Roosevelt said that he, before nobody else, those kind of, I don't know how to call those kind of people that say they in charge of Social Security want to come and kibosh and wash brain people to make them believe, well, okay, they had any agreement or any arrangement with Roosevelt Skerritt. The prime minister come and say that he know that they have the $12 million and he approved $8 million from that money. So whatever director of Social Security or anybody else come is just a makeup. It's just a makeup. Because when Skerritt realized people was commenting, he go on Kyrie and make another statement like... You know, I mean, we are dummies. What happened to us, my God? What happened? I mean, after this gentleman tell you, he approved without nobody else know, without nobody make any comment. And thereafter, when people start making comment, Social Security, like Dundun, come in and tell you, well, oh, they write to this, or they do this, and they check all who they check. But all you check after the man make his announcement that he approved $8 million. And I believe that is where people are supposed to really stand. Nothing Social Security tell people is a bluff, is a wash. Brain is just nonsense. Skerritt do his thing. And when they realize people will comment, they want to come and cover up for him and it's nothing else. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yesterday, we heard from the opposition leader after the prime minister suggested there in that insert that, you know, that the opposition was thinking of taking the DSS to court. Let's listen to a part of that conversation.
That we in the parliamentary opposition have been advocating for a relief, recovery, and economic stimulus package for Dominica in response to the COVID-19 fallout. And he's the one, more than a month ago, who kept telling us, now is not the time for that. Then he says, oh, we are going to do something for the people who are unemployed and those whose businesses have been affected as a result of COVID-19. We've been saying that for more than a month. But he is the one, he's been fighting against it. He's been fighting against helping the people who have been struggling. The people who his actions in government have taken out of the employment. The barbers, the salon operators, the small business persons that cannot operate because their businesses are not considered essential. The bus drivers who are asked to carry less passengers, reduce their income by 66%. We have been advocating for all affected persons and organizations and business concerns in the country to receive some sort of income support and to do that in a way that puts money in the economy. And we have identified that Mr. Skerrit himself is sitting down on a significant amount of public money that he has privatized into his control. And all we're asking him is to free up that money so that the needs of Dominica in response to COVID-19 can be adequately met. Mr. Skerrit is running all over the place, delay tactic after delay tactic. 11th of April, Sermon on the Mount for Easter, promising help, assistance to people who lost their jobs and affected businesses. Then he comes back again at the weekend there with another promise, well, it is coming soon. And when you talk about it, Mr. Skerrit gets angry and he starts talking about opposition people who want to go to court with the Social Security. Well, what is he talking about, Matt?
Have you, Mr. or any one of your associates been talking about going to court with Social Security?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What Mr. Skerrit is trying to run away from is what he himself said. Didn't you hear him say the issue of people who have lost their jobs? The Social Security has a fund of 12 million. I have approved for 8 million of this to be set aside. Didn't you hear that?
Yes, I heard that, yes.
Did he say that it was the redundancy benefit fund he was talking about?
No indication at that time, no.
Oh, okay, he made no indication that it was the redundancy benefit fund he was talking about. But the redundancy benefit fund is a provision of law. It's a provision of the Protection of Employment Act in Dominica, under which employers are required to pay 0.25% of the person's insured, of the person's income, of the employee's income, into this redundancy fund. It is managed by the Social Security, but the redundancy fund benefit is not a Social Security benefit. It's a provision of law that is supposed to make sure that people who are affected by the positions, by losing their jobs be made redundant and so on, that they can get their money, even in circumstances where the employer may not be able to pay immediately or at all. That's the purpose of the fund. And I have seen nowhere in the legislation that Mr. Skerrit or anybody else has the authority to just take that money and do what they want with it. So when he says he's approved for $8 million from the Redundancy Benefits Fund, which is a creature of the Protection of Employment Act in Dominica, to be set aside for whatever he wants to do with it, he must explain further what is really going on. What does he mean? And he's doing all that while, as you just confirmed again, he's sitting on well over $400 million that has been put aside in an airport development account, which clearly now, Matt, can be used for the purpose of financing the requirements of Dominica in response to COVID-19. All of the relief we need, all of the recovery, all of the healthcare services that we require, the personal equipment and all of that, the ventilators, all of that can be taken care of with the money that Mr. Skerrit is sitting on, belonging to the people that he has under his private control. What we're saying to him, release the money. Bring the money into the consolidated fund where the Constitution says it belongs, where the rule of law says it belongs. And stop this business of trying to wait out Dominicans. You know they're suffering. You know a number of people in Dominica are suffering and need. You're telling them now, go into their savings and make sure they finish their savings before they die. You heard that yesterday, huh?
I heard that. Very interesting.
Make sure they finish their savings before they die, because he's reluctant to use the money belonging to the people that he has under his control for the benefit of the people. And I hope the people of Dominica have their eyes wide open and they understand that this now requires the people to tell Mr. Skerrit, listen, our money does not belong to you. This is a time when we need it more than ever, and we are going to insist that we get it. Do you know, Matt, Mr. Skerrit has an arrangement running with Montreal Management Company that is just going on as though nothing happened, you know. They have no let or hindrance to what they're doing. They have not been asked to
to halt anything they're doing so that money is under their control or that they have been using for whatever can be redirected to the more important priority of fighting COVID. They're still going on. They have no issues with money, but the government has issues with money. And now they have an entity called Housing Dominica, which I see operating under the Citizenship by Investment Unit. In fact, what it is a front for Montreal Management Company and the CEO of Montreal Management Company that Skerrin has used to partner with him in this diversion of significant sums of the people's money away from the People's Consolidated Fund, the Treasury of Dominica. You have to deal with this. And no amount of lies and misrepresentations and ridiculing of the parliamentary opposition is going to cut it. The needs of the people are clear. And Mr. Skerrin, as the Prime Minister of Dominica, must address the needs of the people with the monies that belong to the people of Dominica. That is all we are asking for. Nothing more, nothing less.
All right, Lennox Linton, the opposition leader. That's all.
We have moved forward with plans for the development of an international airport. More details of the selected site are ongoing. Note, Madam Speaker, an airport development fund has been established as of May 2017 and has been capitalized with US $10 million for the Citizenship by Investment Program. And government has taken the decision that an amount of US $5 million will be paid into that fund on a monthly basis.
And this is why we have tried as far as possible to find a responsible balance between the management of the COVID-19 and allowing certain activities to go along. And as time goes by, as people go home from the isolation center, then we'll further assess things. So the next assessment will be done on May 4th, where very well there may be certain actions that we can allow, activities that we can allow. But let us hold for the next few days. Let us see how it goes, and then we can get back to you and see what additional actions we have to take. And so I understand that the longer we stay away from work, the more impactful it is on the bottom line and our pockets and so forth. But if you have all of the money in the bank and you're dead, who are you going to leave it for? So it's better that you have $10 less in the bank and you're alive to enjoy the rest than to have all of the money in the bank and not live to enjoy it. I'm sure that we all know this and we all accept this. So, and of course, we'll be providing support to needy families across the country. We'll be reaching out to families and institutions which provide care to seniors and to children, and to ensure that we all in the country can have something adequate at all times.
A question here, Matt, what about the small businesses that are not members of the Employers Federation and, you know, they are shut down at the moment? Very important point there. So the Dominica Employers Federation may not be representing a lot of the small businesses that have been shut down. I would really like to talk to Mr. Ashel Grove or Ashel Joseph. You know, an investor is now talking to me and saying, asking me there openly, Matt, how can I support Dominica when Dominicans have gotten so stupid? I listen and just shake my head. I have. I will continue to shake my head about Dominica. People have gotten so stupid, this caller is saying. since when the Dominicans are taking so much? Good afternoon to my friend Zanita. How you doing today? I know you're on the front line. Just go easy. 143, hello, talk to me, yeah?
Matt, when you got to learn to be honest?
Uh-oh. Who's talking about honesty, Mr. Mills? Mr. Mills, I don't want to expound on that conversation. Honesty? Let's leave it like that. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Matt.
Yes?
I was looking at the food that they give those people. That kind of coarse, Matt. Yeah, Matt, they're giving those people and then they're giving people food, Matt.
Well, they said it was a package, maybe small.
That's a package, but quoi mange that? That's quoi mange.
Well, there's some people who would appreciate it, all right? 144, maybe you will not, but there's some people out there, you know, who would welcome it. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon. It's 144.
Oh, yes, sorry. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Now, first of all, I want to say hello to Mr. Fontaine and my joy and my sympathy for his victory over that is culprit. I'm so happy that this man has been put before the court. The only thing we are looking to is justice. As long as justice is done, so that will be. On the other note, Mark, I want to speak about the social security.
But you're listening to yourself, so what we're hearing there in the background is some feedback. So turn down the volume on your radio or whatever source, and then we'll continue talking or having that conversation, okay?
Not sorry. I've asked somebody to read that for me.
All right, go ahead now. Go ahead, right. Yes.
Yes. Now, how could the social security say that now they cannot sit down on their own and have a meeting and decide what is to be done with their customers? The Social Security have all the right to do that. Why they have to go even outside the country? Is this country being run from the outside or is run or inside? That's what I would like to know. Now, I don't see any reason why this thing has to be done. Now, the social, all they have to do was to sit. They have all the right and decide what is to be done for their customers. The only person, I think now, if they could have contacted, was the Minister for Home Affairs, in fact, to approve or whatever it is, because the Social Security is under the Ministry of Home Affairs.
Well, from what I gather, the Minister of Social Security may be under the Minister of or the Prime Minister. So we'll have to find that out and confirm that, okay? 146, maybe you call it Home Affairs, but it has been under the Ministry of Health in recent times. Okay, hello, talk to me. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Matt, good afternoon.
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm happy you bring in the DSS people there tomorrow. I hope you have you've thought out your questions yourself and been prepared for them. I'm happy because, Matt, I think this $8 million is a distraction to the real conversation, because that money is not even going to do a 0.5% increase in Dominica's economic index, you know. And if we're struggling to get $8 million to just give a care package, where are we going developmentally? You know what I mean? Where are we going to get those couple hundred million that we need to move agriculture the way the conversation of agriculture is going? Where are we going to get real money to develop the country if we're struggling for $8 million just to do a care package? So I think we really have to, deal with that, but we have to return to the bigger picture, because that is some troubling times. Look, hurricane is upon us. We talked about such a successful hurricane recovery when the election was on. But not one shelter built in Dominica, not one shelter. We should be talking about where food is being stocked right now, where people can go and we hear the conversation we're having, $8 million for helping people. And what are we going to do with hurricane season? You know, we got to get to the real thing, brother.
At least I know of one, at least one shelter in the St. Joseph area that has been constructed. That is a fact. So St. Joseph, Layu area there, there's a shelter, hurricane shelter there, built in recent times. 1:48 is the afternoon time. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I understood. I just heard about small business. Is the small business people going to get some money just like after Hurricane Maria?
Well,
after Hurricane Maria, there were so many small business people who had to pay to fill out form. They paid a registration of $90. They were supposed to get some money. When the time come, the minister said that he was going to divert it to build road in the east.
Yes, a very grand form.
But still, there were some villages who did get money for small business. So he bringing up small business thing again. It's ridiculous. Anyway, Matt, I brought in your stuff for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Matt, so which sector is responsible? Very fair question. For the people who work in the Chinese stores, a lot of people are employed in Chinese stores. Who has to pay them now that they are out of a job? Very good question. Maybe you should ask the Prime Minister that question. Who's going to pay these people who are working in Chinese stores? Are they represented by the DEF, Dominican Employers Federation? Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Hey, greetings, good afternoon.
Sir.
Early on, somebody was asking if this carriage is the Minister of Social Security. Maybe he's the Minister of Social Security and the other person is the assistant. So generally, he's the Minister of everything and all the others that were elected, they are just assistants. Good afternoon and greetings.
Man, somebody saying Zed is right. Skerrit is grossly incompetent and a pathological liar. Dark soul and evil. He never had what it took to lead. He was too greedy to be honest. Somebody saying there on a WhatsApp message. 449-309-596-150. Hello.
Good afternoon, Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine, thanks. Matt, I will not engage you in a conversation this afternoon, but just an observation.
Go ahead, my friend.
Matt, are you familiar with this song from Culture, Joseph Hill? It says, the more penalization is up on their back, the more foolish they become. I tried. Matt, just play this song for me. That's it. Good afternoon.
Just play that song for you, huh? Okay.
The more victimization is up on their back, the more foolish they become. And that's the Dominican public, Matt. Thank you.
Is that coming from Culture?
From Culture, Joseph Hill, Matt.
Okay.
And the people from Scottsdale are very familiar with that song because they are big Culture fans.
Give me the name of it again.
The more victimization is up on their backs, the more foolish they become. I tried to make them understand.
All right, okay. I suspect Scottsdale is big on Culture.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, man, Joseph Hill. You're a big fan of Joseph Hill, man.
Okay,
yeah,
man. All right, my bro. I'll play that one for you right now. I'll play that one for you. Thank you. All right.
Yes, I.
Enjoy. From the album One Stone.
I tried
to make them understand. A little conscious music there. My friend Ivo there in St. Thomas, the USVI, all my friends in St. Thomas. Good afternoon to you. Hope you are happy now.
The more victimization is up on their back, the more foolish they become. The more victimization is up on their back, they satisfy Lord for less. I tried, but they just can't understand.
Rock City, St. Thomas, huh?
I tried, but they just can't understand.
What a song there in the afternoon. Thank you, Ivo.
This one turn them fool, that one turn them fool. So what are they waiting for? Fix up yourself and prepare to meet ya, that you satisfy Lord for more. I tried, oh, I tried. just can't understand. I try, but they just can't understand.
Somebody's saying here, Matt, the Labour Party spent, according to its budget, $72 million to steal an election. Scary is now promising $8 million for a stimulus package. Why are we so stupid?
And I try to make them notice, but they just can't understand. I try to make them know, but they just can't understand. 24 hours make one day, they told us. 7 days make a week. And out of all of that, the OT 65, they can only name you 7 days.
Somebody's making the point there, man. It's very interesting and amazing that such a disclosure by the Prime Minister was made or was not made in the usual health briefing occurred, carried on live by all radio stations. Instead, the announcement to the DSS funds was made on a party political program on Kyrie. It's interesting.
Church bell ring and the children are sing and it still satisfy Lord for less. I try. They just can't understand.
That this redundancy benefit, this redundancy benefit fund was not discussed in Parliament.
Son is waiting on condemnself.
Hello, talk to me. In the afternoon, yes? Hello?
Dominica, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Dominica have had a brand name for 500 years. And any prime minister in Dominica would be serving somewhere between 1,000 to 600 days and cannot make agriculture his economic tool and went out blazing today. And he still ain't ready yet for agriculture, you know. He ain't have a plan. Because the farmers need the road to start producing. If you don't do that, the country gonna go dong, dong, dong. So stop it. And get sense up in your head. And understand what you has done. Look now, see where you have to go. You have to go in them people, little retirement thing. Come on, where's those monies? Them monies those passports were selling for, they should be on the table and give the people a real thing to live a life again.
The theme for the rest of the afternoon, huh?
The more victimization is upon their back, the more foolish they becomes. The more victimization is upon their back, they satisfy Lord for less. I tried.
I'm estimating that the US $190 million has been placed in this fund.
And I tried, but they just can't understand.
So why are you resorting to touching the people's money at DSS when you have over 500 million for an airport? That's a WhatsApp message.
That one turned a fool. So what are they waiting for? Fix up yourself and prepare to meet ya. That you satisfy Lord for more. I tried, but they just can't understand. I try, but they...
We're going to take two more phone calls and wrap it up for the afternoon.
Father die in pain, mother die in pain, slavery continue. They say we have no right, no...
I tried and I tried and I tried.
The world, and I tried to make them notice, but they just...
Hello, 157, respect that tune there. Hello, yes?
Good afternoon to you, Matt, and your listeners.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. Good afternoon to you.
He cannot manage, but he can damage. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
7 days make a week. And out of all of that, the OT65, they can only name you 7 days. I try.
Oh, seconds, a few more seconds before we wrap it up there until tomorrow.
I try.
Hello, yes.
Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. Final call, yes.
Yes, Matt, I know you have so much information. My 5G telling me you have so much information on your phone.
And what?
And Matt, you're not using this information.
What are you referring to? Talk to me, strictly.
For instance, information on the IMF giving Dominica, Saint Lucia, and Grenada.
We said that since morning. You're not listening. Go ahead.
There's $65.6 million.
Yes, we said that.
Dominica allotment in that is $14 million.
We said all of that. Maybe you were not listening this morning. Go ahead.
Okay. But I just mean the exact thing, the details.
Yes.
And Dominica. Besides that, is on a list to China. Dominica owing China more money than, for instance, the World Bank, the IMF, and the Paris Club, as other European countries. Almost one third of his debt is to China, and Dominicans don't know what it is about. Out of 50 countries that owes China money, big debt. Out of 50, Dominica is number 13, the only Caribbean country, well, except Jamaica, for instance, but Jamaica way down there, 38. But Dominica is number 13, Matt, and we don't even know about this debt. We have situations where our government have money for small business. I already talk about small business, I bring it up. You talk about money for small business people. They forget they wasted a lot of money on the McIntyre and these people for small business and giving young women money to go send Martin to shop without having any record of any small business opening for sex.
You're making a very serious accusation. You may not be able to defend. So I'll apologize on your behalf, okay? This is a serious allegation. Just can't understand. I tried, but they just can't understand. And this is it for us, huh?